Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black top under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people that I love. And there ain't nothing wrong. I got a good day going on.
Hi, good day. Time is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the Good Day Show with me and my friends, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. Roberta's on a plane today going who knows where. She's on a plane more than I am these days. Matter of fact, she's going out to stay in my house. Isn't that where she's going today? Out in California.
I think so, yeah.
Or does she go to New Orleans and then to California? I don't know.
Okay. So a couple of things. This is against every good rule of good broadcasting. I'm going to break all kinds of rules in the next couple of minutes. So I apologize to program directors, to stations that carry this program, to people who are listening who don't know what the heck I'm talking about. This is, I'm breaking rule, cardinal rule number one. And that is, don't talk about what you've done before. Let's just talk about what we're doing now. And the egregious circumstance I find myself in has to do with a news quiz that I asked at the end of the last hour. And so many people were so infuriated with me because I forgot to go to the answer to the question. I asked the following question. Everybody ready for this? Put on your thinking caps if you did not hear it. Spatchcocking has its partisans, and we want to know what spatchcocking is, people who like it. There are people who do it. Is it A, a service station trick for keeping the gas flowing hands-free? B, a tactic for getting conventional guns to fire rapidly? C, a minor procedure that stops roasters from crowing, roosters from crowing, or a way of flattening chicken for better cooking? And Jennifer, being the sharp cookie that she is, said, well, wait a minute, this is the What's Cooking segment. It must be D, a way of flattening a chicken for better cooking. And it is. So there, you know the answer to that story.
Thank God.
You're so smart.
Wow.
Took care of that, right? Pull the wool over my eyes.
I would have gotten through the rest of the day without that.
I know, Richie. Okay, and then I talked about the state of Massachusetts passing another law, like many states, especially in the East and the Northeast, on labeling GMO foods. The farm news continues. As you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So this is really big news. This is Dateline Salem, Oregon, where we actually are heard every day on the radio station there. So this was supplied to me actually from a listener who is in Salem, Oregon. The story about how she said to me that this lady's name was Rita. She's telling me the story about Brianna Murphy, who is a goat herder, and the goats that she owns have been very popular in Oregon. There were a number of goats brought in to devour invasive plants at the airport in Portland and I guess other places in Oregon as well. But this is the story of the 75 billion nanny goats that were going to eat all the Armenian blackberry and English ivy and other invasive plants. They were choking out native vegetation across a park.
This is Armenian, whatever you called it.
Armenian
in my area
blackberry.
they choke out my neighborhood too.
Choking. Those are people on motorcycle blow.
Oh,
those are the Armenians.
BMW, bro.
Right. The program has ended, and they say they are not going to renew it. The superintendent of the park and rec department said the goats are banned now because they had a barnyard aroma. And the people around the airport and around the park objected to the barnyard aroma of the 75 sheep that were there cleaning out the Armenian blackberries. So yet, and by the way, this lady who is the shepherd has a company called Yoder Goat Rentals, Y-O-D-E-R, Goat Rental. The company supplying the goats said the animals did their work. Sorry about the public response, but it is what it is. Goats smell like goats. Really? Isn't it? And cows smell like cows and sheep smell like sheep. It's really amazing, the naivete. And this is because nobody farms anymore. Nobody's around farms. I remember spreading manure on one of my fields, and the police came to tell me to not spread manure. I said, what are you talking about? He said, the people around here are complaining about the smell. I said, so? This is a farm. Well, you're not supposed to stink things up. I said to the guy, you might want to look at the right to farm bylaw that's been passed, which specifically addressed this sort of thing. We passed it because of people who are, you know, they pay extra money for the bucolic views of the farm and the animals. But when it smells, they don't like it. So they complained, and I just told the policeman to look at the rule, and he left, and that was the end of that. And then I went over to talk to the people that were complaining. I said, why are you complaining? Well, it's Sunday, and you shouldn't be spreading manure on Sunday. Really? I said, the cows are producing manure on Sunday, so why shouldn't I spread it on Sunday? Anyway, I just am speaking to the whole issue of naivete about people not even understanding the food system. Animals, folks, smell. That's really the bottom line. And if you have a turtle in a tank, the turtle smells. If you have goldfish in a tank, the goldfish smells. And by the way, have you smelled the litter box where your cat poops lately? It smells. Animals smell. Guess what? Humans smell. Have you ever sat next to somebody who was overweight in a plane that was over hot heated before they took off? Hello? They smell. We smell. Animals smell. It smells. Richie says I'm completely off the rails now.
But I know. I don't know what you're doing.
I was just looking for my... time's up. Move along. Nothing to smell here.
Okay. Well, anyway, I had fun with that. If the rest of you didn't, too bad. I mean, what would you rather hear? A story about a smelly goat or a smelly politician? Which... Because we all know that the politicians
stink. K Street smells.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
Certainly does. All right, in a moment, speaking of K Street, we'll move up the street to the Supreme Court, Richie, ruling in favor of something that people were surprised at the ruling, and they said it would be different if Antonin Scalia had not been murdered by that prostitute. Oh, you haven't heard that story yet?
Yeah.
That's
breaking
next.
News.
Next on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your boss and coworkers appreciate you more? Granted, hard work is key, but for the extra edge, you might want to try this. Here's the social science of it. They're called emblems, and the more you can have around you, the better. For instance, want to be seen as a loyal coworker? Then put a picture of your doggy out for all to see. Dogs are emblematic of loyalty. Pictures of family members do the same thing. Also put up a pennant or display some memorable associated with your favorite or your boss's favorite sports team. What's the cheap psychological trick? You know, you can tell everyone you're a loyal team player and they may believe you, but it's better to show it without words. And believable emblems say it louder than words. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The next time you eat a steak or suck the meat off a chicken bone, consider this job posting from the USDA trolling for a food inspector. Quote, food inspectors are involved in post-mortem inspections of animals or poultry. The inspector must stand on slippery and uneven floors while performing the inspection of animal carcasses and body parts, which are pulled by a mechanized chain through the plant. Water of 180 degrees Fahrenheit and high-voltage electrical stimulators are in the inspector's proximity. Viscera inspection activities require the USDA inspector to palpate and slice organs while standing at a moving table. In addition, the inspection work requires the ability to detect product abnormalities through smell. Who says old-fashioned USDA work isn't fun? This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Daytona Bike Week. Name it.
Laurel Davern.
Buffalo, New York.
Why Daytona?
No snow.
And?
I'm having a great time. Just got here, staying up at the Hilton, seeing a lot of great people, a lot of great bikes. Looking forward to hearing some music. Going to be a great time.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Carolina Biker.
Name's Bishop, Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte Buffalo Soldiers and Troopers. The organization that upholds the legacy of the Buffalo Soldiers. We do charitable organizations. We promote motorcycle safety. We keep up the legacy.
My name is Clayton Gomez, and I'm from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. It's my first year here at Daytona Beach. Amazing. Excellent experience. I'm going to try to come every year.
American Biker Minute.
Really love it.
Your passport to legal the road on two wheels.
Stand by for our legal report here on Good Day. First of all, an exclusive in this week's National Enquirer suggests that Judge Antonin Scalia was killed by a prostitute in his room at the lodge. People are going to begin to throw mud, stones, yell at the radio, whatever it is. Do whatever you want. I'm just telling you what the National Enquirer has in this week's edition, and Jennifer has more.
If you read it there, it's true.
No, it's always true. Actually, they have good reporters. There's a lot of stuff that's in there is true. No. So does that mean that he is a victim of being murdered by a prostitute?
And that's why the family didn't want an autopsy?
Right. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Hey, in other breaking legal news, Dougie, this one. Currently in Virginia.
Keep going.
By the way, let me point out Richie's home state.
Right.
Children as young as 12 or 13 can get married. Isn't
Richie's
that nice?
Richie's son, how old is he? 11. He can get married 11. Next year. Get him out of the house.
Yep, get him
ready. Get him ready.
All right.
Well, now there's legislation moving through the Virginia General Assembly that would put an end to that. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, there's a victory.
Really?
Uniting both sides of the aisle to raise the minimum age for marriage to 16 years
old. Wow. That sounds like a big move. How long has this law been on the books? 1683 or something?
Obviously a long time.
Yeah, right.
A child who's 13 and pregnant can marry a 17-year-old. They can marry. I mean, they can marry anybody.
All right.
I'm going to venture to say that there are a couple more states. Let me look here.
West Virginia is probably going to not change the law.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Kentucky.
Let me see. 16, Alabama, Colorado, 16. Looks like it's mostly 16. Georgia and Hawaii, 15.
Massachusetts, 25.
Massachusetts, 12 for females.
Really?
14 for males.
I love how 12, like, you know, the man's going to be like something.
New Hampshire, 13 for females, 14 for males.
All right. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of a woman who wanted custody of her adopted children after she and her same-sex partner split. The two women never married. They were in a relationship for 17 years, raised the children together in Alabama. Can you imagine? Whew. All right. They keep going, Doug. Let's see. One of them had artificial insemination, gave birth to the children. And then there was one that was adopted, apparently. Couple had to establish temporary residence in Georgia to make the adoption legal because they were told that the courts in Alabama wouldn't let them do what they wanted to do. That's a shocker. But after the breakup, the biological mom tried to take her ex's adoption rights away. The Alabama Supreme Court sided with the biological mom. Supreme Court now steps in saying that Alabama has to respect Georgia's decision to allow the adoption to happen. This comes after the Supreme's decision to legalize gay marriage last year. So there's a lot of legal challenges there for same-sex couples. But I thought that was, I think that's fair. Don't you all think that's fair? The right thing to do?
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, Judge Scalia is still dead. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.